But I thought it might be nice as a closing for this morning is to read to you from the Forgotten Song. To read you that. I'm going to read the second half of the section. It's the first section in chapter 21. I'm going to start on page 446 at the bottom of the page. Just let me talk about it a little bit before I read it. The first part of the section, which is then alluded to at the very end, is how we are all blind. Right? This begins, "Never forget the world the sightless see must be imagined, for what it really looks like is unknown to them." And basically, and then this is page 445, paragraph 1, sentence 4, "You do not see." Right? Literally says that you do not. In other words, our eyes are blind. Right? We think we see, but we see an illusion. So that's where this goes. And then where I'm going to read to you from is paragraph 6, which begins with the Forgotten Song. And interestingly enough, in this kind of beautiful, beautiful passage, Jesus uses two symbols. There's the symbol of the song and the symbol of the circle of light. So he's using an auditory symbol and a visual symbol. These are symbols. But the idea is to really let these words, and however they could remind you of this song, bring you back within. Now, the problem comes on page 7. Sentence 3, I'm sorry, paragraph 7, sentence 3, right, which I'll read to you again in the context. But on page 447, paragraph 7, sentence 3, says, you could remember the song, yet you are afraid, believing you will lose the world you learned since then. That's the problem. We experience a love that is not of this world. Those who were here 2,100 years ago experienced this love of this resplendent figure who was clearly not of this world, and they became afraid. People open up the pages of A Course in Miracles, and they hear the love. They feel the gentle wisdom that comes through every page, and they're attracted to it. But at the same time, they get afraid because the world, you would lose the world you learned. You would lose the identity that you learned. That's what is so important to understand. That's why things got so bad so quickly 2,100 years ago, and the exact same thing is happening with A Course in Miracles too. It's the fear of what this means. It's the fear of living without judgment, without anger, without depression, without anxiety, without hearing these raucous shrieks. They're running around crazily because we're afraid that the memory of God will come to a quiet mind. We're afraid that the memory of this song will come to us when we're still. And yet, as it says, there's nothing that could make us happier. There's nothing that could give us greater joy than being once again in the presence of that resplendent figure. Or to feel that love in these pages. Or to feel that love when you're with a person and you're totally selfless, where there's no I that interferes with the free flow of love back and forth. The song the Father sings to the Son and the Son sings to the Father. Okay, so let's read this, and then we'll take a couple minutes of silence. Listen. Perhaps you catch a hint of an ancient state not quite forgotten. Dim, perhaps, and yet not altogether unfamiliar. Like a song whose name is long forgotten, and the circumstances in which you heard completely unremembered. Not the whole song has stayed with you, but just a little wisp of melody attached not to a person or a place or anything particular. But you remember from just this little part how lovely was the song, how wonderful the setting where you heard it, and how you loved those who were there and listened with you. The notes are nothing, yet you have kept them with you not for themselves, but as a soft reminder of what would make you weep if you remembered how dear it was to you. You could remember, yet you are afraid, believing you would lose the world you learned since then. And yet you know that nothing in the world you learned is half so dear as this. Listen, and see if you remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since. Beyond the body, beyond the sun and stars, past everything you see and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. And all the circle fills with light before your eyes. The edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break or limit anywhere. Within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity, nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. This is the vision of the Son of God, whom you know well. Here is the sight of him who knows his Father. Here is the memory of what you are, a part of this, with all of it within, and joined to all as surely as all is joined in you. Accept the vision that can show you this, and not the body. You know the ancient song and know it well. Nothing will ever be as dear to you as is this ancient hymn of love the Son of God sings to his Father still. And now the blind can see. For that same song they sing in honor of their Creator gives praise to them as well. The blindness that they made will not withstand the memory of this song. And they will look upon the vision of the Son of God, remembering who he is they sing of. What is a miracle but this remembering? And who is there in whom this memory lies not? The light in one awakens it in all. And when you see it in your brother, you are remembering for everyone.